In New Jersey, according to a case detailed by the American Accountability Foundation, a Medicaid claim charged $30,500 for one day of care for a child named Ezekiel. Records show what that day actually was. A behavior technician spent 70 minutes with him, working on a puzzle, playing with toys. In Florida, a father got a bill of his own, $10,000 for a single service date. His response on the record: "If I wanted a babysitter for $10,000 a pop, I would have found me one." That's what autism therapy billing looked like in America heading into 2026. Real therapy changes real children's lives. So it turns out, does the billing code sitting right next to it? You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, the largest autism fraud case the Department of Justice, DOJ, has ever charged. A Minnesota scheme that allegedly turned stolen Medicaid money into Rolex watches, luxury cars, and a wire transfer to Kenya. And the twist that makes this story unusual: the autism care industry itself is the one asking Washington not to stop. Here's the number that made federal regulators start asking questions. Nationally, Medicaid and its companion program for children, known as CHIP, spent 421% more on applied behavior analysis therapy, ABA, the standard treatment for building communication and independence in autistic kids, between 2021 and 2025. Spending went from $1.94 billion to $10.1 billion. In that same stretch, the number of children actually diagnosed with autism grew 67%, 6 times less than the spending. Per the CMS toolkit that measured it, that's a gap federal regulators say can't be explained by legitimate need alone. It wasn't a new discovery. Health and Human Services Inspector General's office had already tied nearly $198 million in improper ABA payments to just 4 states it had audited: Indiana, Wisconsin, Colorado, and Maine. A pattern Civic Intelligence covered before this story. But on May 21, 2026, the number jumped from audit finding to criminal indictment. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stood up and called it the largest autism fraud bust in American history. 15 people charged in Minnesota, accused of stealing more than $90 million from Medicaid and social service programs meant for autistic children and disabled adults. "These criminals," Kennedy said, "exploited vulnerable children as billing opportunities." The centerpiece of that indictment is a single alleged scheme worth $46.6 million, run through 2 clinics, Smart Therapy in Minneapolis and Star Autism Center in St. Cloud. According to DOJ, Shamso Ahmed Hassan, 55, and Hanan Mursal Yusuf, 25, paid parents $300 to $1,500 per child to enroll them in Minnesota's Early Intervention Program for Autism. Then, prosecutors say, the clinics billed for therapy delivered by staff who'd already left or who never worked there at all. Before investigators caught up, the two collected roughly $21.2 million of what they'd claimed. Prosecutors allege the money bought luxury vehicles, Rolex watches, jewelry, and was moved overseas to Kenya. Hassan and Yusuf are charged, not convicted. Under the law, they are presumed innocent.
One more detail, and it's the kind that makes an investigator's eyebrow go up. Federal prosecutors say Hassan is married to Asha Farhan Hassan, who pleaded guilty in 2025 to a separate $14 million scheme run through a business with a similar name. Same family name. A year later, a much bigger number. Colin McDonald, the Assistant Attorney General who runs DOJ's National Fraud Enforcement Division, didn't dress it up at the announcement. These defendants treated Minnesota-run programs as their personal piggy bank, he said. The fraud here in Minnesota is shocking. This is just the beginning. This wasn't Washington catching Minnesota by surprise. President Trump, a Republican, had flagged it months earlier. On February 27, 2026, he posted on Truth Social that Minnesota's autism payments had climbed from $1,099,946 in 2017 to $343,176,474 in 2024, an increase, in his words, of 34,000%. He tagged his own health and budget officials by name and demanded arrests. This is a giant scam, he wrote. He added that California was worse. CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz made the same point about a second state days before that, warning Maine it was showing all the same red flags. After HHS investigators found $45 million in improper payments to that state's autism program. Rapid growth, clinics clustering in small areas, thin documentation, and little state oversight. The Minnesota case then landed inside something much bigger. On June 23, 2026, DOJ announced its 2026 National Healthcare Fraud Takedown. 455 defendants nationwide, including 90 licensed medical professionals, over more than $6.5 billion in alleged fraud across Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance. 37 behavioral health cases alone accounted for roughly $220 to $250 million of that total. A month later, on July 22nd, CMS paused Medicaid payments outright, $867.5 million to California, $199 million to Minnesota, until both states could document their claims. Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat of California, called it political. We are being targeted for political reasons. Governor Tim Walz, Democrat of Minnesota, took a different angle. They're cutting more money in healthcare than they've prosecuted for fraud. The math doesn't add up. Whether the math adds up is a fair question. So is asking why the same math didn't add up before DOJ started charging people. And then there's the part of this story nobody predicted. The industry didn't circle the wagons. Taylor Sanders, a family advocate with the Autism Families Alliance, told Fox News Digital, President Trump and the administration are right. Fraud is unacceptable, and those responsible should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. While warning that families she works with are genuinely afraid their kids' care could get swept up in the response. Kelsey Bennett, a clinician at the same organization, put it plainly. Fraud harms taxpayers, undermines trust in the healthcare system, damages the reputation of legitimate providers, and, most importantly, puts vulnerable children at risk. In Charlotte, North Carolina, Rocio Burney described what real ABA therapy did for her son, Manny. I simply can't imagine what his life would be like without this care. Dr. Oz told Fox News his department sees providers like hers as partners, not targets. Our biggest allies are the folks who are doing it right. Those people come to us actually frustrated, angry that we're allowing, tolerating fraudsters. On August 4, 2026, CMS followed through with a state toolkit, writing that every dollar lost to fraud or waste is a dollar that cannot reach a child who genuinely needs it. Medicaid autism spending grew 421% in 4 years, while diagnoses grew 67%. And in Minnesota, federal prosecutors say two clinic operators turned that gap into a $46.6 million piggy bank, while a state led by a Democratic governor collected the bills. The providers and families who show up every day for real therapy are the ones now asking Washington to finish the job, even as California and Minnesota fight the funding freezes that came with it. Accountability and access don't have to be opposites here, but somebody has to find the money first, and so far, it's the Justice Department doing the finding, not Sacramento and not St. Paul. Every dollar figure, every name, and every quote in this episode traces back to court filings, federal press releases, and the sourcing linked on the page. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want accountability reporting like this the moment we publish it, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening.